More people are expected to vote by mail this year than in the past, but a lot of voters will still go to the polls. And Election Day itself remains a regular workday, not a holiday. There have been calls over the years to make it a holiday or move voting maybe to the weekend. In the meantime, a growing group of companies is making a pledge to make it easier for their employees to vote. Coca-Cola is one major company that recently joined that list after prodding on Twitter from comedian Sarah Silverman. The company announced it'll give employees the day off on Election Day. There's a movement now of more than 700 companies to increase voter participation by giving workers time to cast their ballots. We'll hear today from two of the three founding companies of the Time to Vote movement, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. Does your workplace make it easy in some way for you to vote on Election Day if you're an employer? What do you do? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Corley Kenna is the Senior Director of Global Communications and PR for Patagonia. Corley, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
And Franz Pasha is Senior Vice President for Corporate Affairs for PayPal. Franz, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here, and thanks very much for including us.
Corley, let's start with you. Can you talk about how this movement, this Time to Vote movement, got started?
Sure thing. So in the summer of 2018, a handful of business leaders from several companies, including Patagonia and PayPal, really came together around this idea that the business community could play an important role in helping to increase voter participation in our elections. We recognize that what worked for one company wouldn't necessarily work for all companies, and so wanted to offer something flexible but meaningful. And really, it was all about helping to ensure that no worker has to choose between earning a paycheck and voting. In 2018, we had over 400 companies. This year, we're hoping to have over 1,000 companies joined by Election Day.
And Franz, what would you say to people with other companies, you know, thinking about giving it a try or who haven't thought about it at all?
Yeah, I mean, we have found that the response has been tremendous from leaders of companies and from employees of companies. And it makes a difference to employees to understand that their companies support civic engagement and that being part of a community within a democracy, that it's really important that everyone has the ability to participate and to have their voices heard in our political process. So I think it's part of the way companies can engage in their communities and take that measure of civic responsibility. It means a lot to employees.
Corley, you mentioned each company might do this differently. Can you tell us what Patagonia does to give workers time to vote?
Sure thing. So at Patagonia, we first shut down on Election Day in 2016, and that includes our retail stores across the country, as well as our headquarters and our distribution center. And we did that in 2018 because of the positive feedback, and we'll be doing that again in 2020. There's other things that we're doing this year because of the pandemic, and that includes providing resources for people to vote by mail and making sure that all of our Patagonia community understands the dates and rules around that.
Now, Franz, PayPal is a different kind of company. I imagine there has to be some kind of staff on call 24/7.
Yeah.
How have you managed this time to vote issue at PayPal?
Yeah, we've got a full program that we call PayPal Votes. On Election Day, we'll be providing employees with paid time off for half a day so that we'll be able to cover, as we do 24/7, all of our customer service needs. But that half a day can be used for voting or for working at the polls because a lot of people will vote early or will vote absentee during this work from home era or vote by mail. So for us, it's about civic engagement. We also, and we've learned a lot from Patagonia as well in this, we've all been learning from each other, which has really been a really positive part about this. But we also will provide a lot of education and the opportunity for our employees to sort of understand what are the election law rules, what are the rules about voting by mail, absentee, when do the polls open and close, how can they get involved in helping to support the polls on election day. All those things really matter. And also helping people register, making it very easy to register. We can play a part in that.
We are talking to Franz Pascha from PayPal and Coralie Kenna from Patagonia, two of the founding companies of the Time to Vote movement, encouraging companies to, whatever works for them, provide time for employees to vote on Election Day. Coralie, we're dropping a lot of big names of companies here. Are you just looking for big players, or are you reaching out to smaller businesses as well?
We welcome all businesses to be a part of Time to Vote, whether you have one or two employees or 1 million employees. We welcome your participation in Time to Vote. And we are looking at every industry and in every state. We really want to be sure that all states are represented in our movement.
And Franz, we invited people to share their thoughts on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Corey writes, we have a holiday for every other thing. There should be a holiday for voting day. And Dave writes, Tuesday voting is voter suppression. Make election day a national holiday like the civilized world. Is that something you are working toward with Time to Vote? Or are you agnostic on the when we vote issue, just trying to make it easier for employees to do it whenever it happens?
You know, we've been agnostic on the actual day of the week. It's something that, you know, our government needs to decide. But I would observe that in many, many, many parts of the world, Election Day is a holiday or on a weekend. And so it's something that, you know, we need in this country. We all need to step up and just be sure that everyone has the opportunity to participate. We can all do our jobs, but we should enable each other to be able to participate and be part of our democracy in a full-fledged way.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Charlie is with us in Milwaukee. Charlie, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My only comment is that voting is one of our dearest and most sacred privileges. And if you can't use the current methods for voting, whether it's on the day of the election, whether it's early voting, either by mail or even early showing up at the polls at different places around the city or where you live, you're not smart enough to actually deserve the privilege of voting. Voting should not be something you have to pay someone to do or reward someone to do. It's a reward in and of itself, and it is such a privilege that we need to safeguard it. And people shouldn't be rewarded for doing their civic duty.
Charlie, thanks for the call. Coralie, what do you think?
I agree that voting is a responsibility that we should all take very seriously. But I would argue that we need a culture shift. Not enough people participate in our democracy. And we think that the business community can play an important role in contributing to that culture shift that's needed to achieve greater participation in our elections.
Thanks for calling in, Charlie. We're talking to Coralie Kenna from Patagonia and Franz Pascha of PayPal, looking at the business-led Time to Vote movement aimed at increasing voter participation by giving employees time to ensure that they can cast a ballot on Election Day. And as we heard, maybe even work at the polls. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you work for a company that gives you extra time off to go vote? Or do you, because of your work, have a hard time making it to the polls on Election Day? Do you wish it was easier to go work the polls and get time off to do that? If you're an employer yourself, do you do something like this? Do you actually participate in this Time to Vote movement? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We continue our conversation about the Time to Vote movement, with companies giving employees time out of their workday or time off to vote. Our guests are with two of the founding companies, Coralie Kenna from Patagonia and Franz Pascha of PayPal. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a business owner, a CEO that's already joined the Time to Vote movement? Do you work for a company that does give you time to vote? I think Johnson Controls is one prominent Wisconsin company that has signed on. Is it difficult for you to vote sometimes with your work schedule, to vote on Election Day, or even to work the polls if you want to? You can join in at 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's bring on another caller now. Stan is with us in Hales Corners. Stan, hi.
Hey, good afternoon. You know, I agree with Charlie. It is a civic duty to go vote. But I'm a lucky guy. I start at 7. I get home after 3:30. The polls are open from 8 to 8. I can get to the polls. But there's a lot of people that are working two jobs every day. And their shift might start before 7. And the first shift might end. And then they got to get to the other shift. And the polls are closed. Why can't we have a holiday or have time off to go vote? There's no reason not to have it. Every industrial country in the world gives people time off to go vote, and they make it a national holiday. And there's, you know, in Wisconsin, we have pretty good participation. We always end up losing out to our brothers over in and sisters in Minnesota. But a lot of states, people just don't go to the polls because they're busy. They're working.
Stan, thanks a lot for calling in and sharing that. And Franz, that's a part of what you're looking for, the flexibility for the people who can't fit it in that easily.
Yeah. And Rob, I'd also add that, you know, this year when we face the health concerns of a pandemic, it's going to take time. And there are going to be spatial distancing, physical distancing. People are going to, you know, want to make sure they have the ability to vote, but also to take all the necessary precautions. We all want that. And it may take more time this year, but it's, you know, elections are important, and we hope people will take the time and not feel bounded by other obligations that make it difficult for them to take that time.
Thanks for that call. And we are in a constant civic competition with our neighbors in Minnesota. That said, Corley, how are you and your colleagues at Time to Vote, I guess, measuring success, seeing if you're moving the needle on voter participation?
Sure thing. I mean, it really does come down to who comes out on November 3rd. And I think we felt really good after the 2018 midterms, after we had over 400 companies as a part of Time to Vote. We saw a real surge in turnout in those 2018 midterms. And so our success will be measured. Will we get to 60%, 70%, 80% participation in the November elections? If we do and we played a role in that, we'll continue our movement.
And you said 400, I think, in the last election, over 700 now, Franz, and I think I heard 1,000 as a goal. Are you seeing companies showing up almost day by day?
Yeah, I mean, the momentum has been great. In the last several months, you know, we've had several hundred companies step up. You know, as we get close to the election, the momentum is building. There's a lot of energy from the companies who are participating to reach out to other companies. And I think to your question about how we think about success, part of what we're looking at is a culture change and how businesses of every size think about what are their obligations and their ways of participating in our democracy. So I think there's both the turnout on its face, but also that sensibility of what our obligations are.
And Corley, we've mentioned a couple times, this is going to be different in each business. If somebody wants to sign up and they're thinking, yeah, but how can I, as a healthcare provider or a restaurant chain owner or whatever, actually do this? Do you offer some advice and guidance on, you know, how to fit it into the particular needs of a particular company?
We sure do. And so the first thing I would suggest, if you're a company that's interested in joining Time to Vote, please check out our website, which is maketimetovote.org. Reach out to us. We're glad to share best practices of other companies, how various companies accommodate to ensuring that workers don't have to choose between earning a paycheck and voting.
And Franz, we started off, I think we first noticed this when there was that exchange between comedian Sarah Silverman and Coca-Cola that apparently goaded them into signing on. Do you approve of the, you know, goading companies to try to shame them into joining the movement?
You know, we're not goading anyone. you know, I think this is our political process is filled with all with all types of free speech. But our approach is to inspire and to show by example that this works, and to also really build this community of leaders at companies and teams at companies who believe in this, and we support each other and share best practices. And I think we are really building a movement, and it won't stop just at this election. It will be, you know, part of how we work forward.
And I should ask Corley before we wrap up, if there's a business owner, big or small, wondering how they can join, what do they do to get involved?
Really, that first step is visiting our website, maketimetovote.org. You can sign up directly there. You can learn a bit more about the principles behind our movement. You can see the other companies that are involved. So that's the first place to go, maketimetovote.org.
Thanks, Corley, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
And Franz, thanks for being with us.
Really a pleasure. Thanks so much.
We've been talking to Corley Kenna, Senior Director of Global Communications and PR for Patagonia, and Franz Pasha, Senior Vice President of Corporate Affairs for PayPal. We talked to him today about the Time to Vote movement of business leaders, more than 700 companies so far, to give employees time off in order to cast their ballots on Election Day. You could still share your thoughts over on the Ideas Network Facebook page.